It is the Conway Whitman Show. Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman live, and Brian Whitman live on 97.1 the FM talk station.
Yes.
Right. Now, a lot of people
really
are talking about the price of gas, but Tom, it doesn't bother you. Huh?
No, it does not.
Why would it bother you?
But I tell you,
you have a lot of money.
No, I have a lot of money, very high credit score.
Yeah.
I'm not one of these guys going to buy an SUV.
Now, I heard this is true or false. You can confirm or deny this. But when you go out on a date, that you make her pay for half the gas?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, we're going to go halvesies.
Is that
so everything? I'm sick and tired of parting with my income.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She's going to eat half the dinner. She's going to pay for half of the gas.
Half the gas?
Yes. But half of the meal.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
And she's going to pay half of a prorated daily amount of that month's car lease payment.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yes, she is.
And what about wear and tear?
If there is excessive wear and tear, she'll pay for that as well. She'll pay for half of that bitch.
What about air conditioning? She pay more if the AC's on?
Yes. Yes, she does. She pays a prorated amount of half of the air conditioning use.
All right.
Because I don't give anything away for free.
I understand that.
And I don't date American women.
You have tons of money. That's why.
Yes.
You don't date American women?
I do not date American women, Tim.
Why is that?
No, I don't. Because women from other countries understand a little bit better how to deal with men.
Right.
In relationships.
Oh, I see. Okay. You've had good luck with that.
I've had very good luck with it.
All right.
I've had very good luck with my relationships. I've been married 4 times. Maybe it's 5. I forget. But I'll tell you I'll tell you it's more than 3.
Right.
Might be 4, might be 5, but it's definitely more than 3.
All right, Tom Like is with us, ladies and gentlemen, for the hour. Isn't that wild? Yes. All right.
Yeah.
All right, now, Tom, you don't care about the price of gas, but a lot of people do.
I talk about the issues you really care about.
Yeah, well, this is one of them.
Different kind of radio talk show. This is a radio talk program that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No. I am your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need is 1-800-5800-TOM.
1-800-500-8666-666. Wait, what are
you? From Los Angeles.
All right, now.
Yeah.
By the way, how's the Saturday afternoon show going?
I've enjoyed the Tasting Room, the wine show. We talk about wine. I don't know about you, Tim. But I really like red wine.
Oh, you do? Over white?
That's my preference. I love the sound wine makes when it leaves the bottle. I enjoy a nice, sophisticated glass of wine.
Now, red wine, is that always served at room temperature?
I like it served at room temperature, and I like it with a nice steak.
Oh, you do?
It'd be very romantic.
And white wine is chilled, is that correct?
That right you are.
See, I know my
right wine. You are. Yes, you're very right about that.
Now, there's also a blush, right?
So let's pour a little bit of that wine, shall we?
Wow, look at that. I brought wine with you.
The Tom Likas Show, divorce that bitch. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number.
But Tom, we were just talking about wine.
Let's go back to Saturday afternoon. Do you like Bordeaux, Tim?
I don't really care much for wine,
but when listening to your
show on Saturday, you really make it sound great.
Really? I get very close to the microphone. I'm very soft-spoken.
Yeah. Me and my wife wanted to ask you what you recommend.
Well, I recommend a nice Bordeaux. Yes, okay. I do.
Now, do you recommend that my wife and I split a bottle?
I recommend you make her pay for half of that bottle.
What?
If that bitch wants to have wine, she's going to pay for it.
Wait a minute. 1-800-5800-TOM. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
The Tom Likas Show.
You're talking about my wife. I mean, you know her. We're all friends.
They're all the same, Tim.
All complete bitches, huh?
Yes.
All right. So
Should I
kick her to the curb?
Well, it depends. Maybe if it's Saturday afternoon. And you guys want to have a nice romantic dinner?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, I really love this woman.
Yes.
Maybe. I want to spend a lot of money on her.
Well, I recommend you do that.
Is that right?
Recommend
nice big
you
bottle
do that.
How much do you recommend I spend on a bottle of wine with my wife?
$150, $200.
Is that right?
Really? Got a nice white wine? We got to have some chicken?
Yeah.
Do you like chicken, too?
I love chicken. I like pork, too. What goes with pork?
I love pork. On the Tom Likas Show, I am paid for no less than 5 abortions.
Wait a minute.
1-800-5800-TOM.
I was just asking you about the wine and
chicken. Don't you think
abortion
is the right decision sometimes?
Well, I you know, my wife is 8 months.
Why would you want to throw away half of your money? Why do you want to do that?
But my wife, we were talking about my wife. She's 8 months.
Probably too many men in this country are pussified.
that's not me.
I mean, no, it is you. It's you and it's every other loser. Yes, it is.
So I should just kick her to the curb, huh?
No, don't do that.
I should just kick that bitch out of my life?
No, treat her to a nice red wine.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds better.
And a little,
where do you recommend we go eat?
I recommend maybe you go to the Palm.
Oh, Palm's beautiful.
Yes, yeah, so you got a nice porterhouse or T-bone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounds very romantic.
You like a T-bone?
Yeah. Now, you romantic?
I am romantic. On Saturday when I do the tasting room, I'm very romantic.
Yeah, will you spend a little couple bucks on dinner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Money is no object when it's a woman you love.
Well, I certainly love this this Jennifer.
Well, then make her pay for half of everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't be a pussy, Tim.
Wait a minute. I earn a lot of money. I mean, not a lot of money, but enough money to cover a dinner once in a while.
Don't be a pussy.
Oh, I don't think I am.
1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number on the Tom Likas Show. This is Tim. Hello.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah.
Listen, I got to be honest with you, man. I really love this woman. I want to marry her and have kids.
I'm going to take you out bog style. Are you having chicken for dinner tonight?
Well, I didn't. Yeah, actually, we are.
You know what I like with chicken? I like a nice Chardonnay. Do you like
Chardonnay?
Yeah,
Chardonnay's beautiful.
Yes.
So I should kick this bitch right out of my life.
No, don't do that.
You know,
does she make you happy?
Yeah, she does. She makes me very happy.
Well, then you treat her like the princess she is.
Is that right?
Treat her like the queen that she is.
All right, well, I'm going to start doing that.
You should do that.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually buy her a car.
No, I'm going to buy. No, you don't. That's a big mistake, spending that kind of money on a woman.
Well, you just said if you love her, to spend any kind of money on her whatsoever.
If you buy a woman a car, you may as well chop off your testicles and put them in the glove box.
Wait a minute. So I should just not buy her the car and just say, you know, whatever you're driving right now, you bitch, that's what you keep driving,
no,
right?
You buy her whatever she wants.
What? But you just said.
And you buy her a safe car.
The testicles.
Safety is number one. You so know, you what a thing happened to that sweet little princess.
You get a safe car with the airbags and the side bags.
Yes, you do. A driver's side dual airbags.
So I should spend about 50 grand?
Spend whatever. You all need right. to spend
well,
to make
get,
her happy.
I think I'm going to get her a Lexus RX 330, because those are very expensive. You're right. You've talked me into it. I'm
going to
spend
her,
about 50
Make
grand.
Her take the bus.
What?
I mean, who does she think she is driving around a $50,000 vehicle?
Wait a minute. She's my wife.
She can get on the bus like all the others.
Well, it certainly saves some money.
You certainly would.
Yeah.
Why do you want to give away half everything you make?
That's true. I never thought about
Why
that.
Why do you want to give away half everything you earn?
You know what, Tommy? You're absolutely right. I'm going to get her a bus pass and tell her she's going to get on that bus until she can pay afford her own car.
You know what you should give her?
What?
Give her a bus pass and a nice kick in the ass.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call her right now and tell her ass is on the bus.
Don't do that.
Because I'm not paying jackass for a car.
No, you don't want to do that.
She can go.
Tim, you don't want to do that. Chivalry is not dead.
Now, wait a minute.
It is not dead.
So she shouldn't be on the bus.
She should not be on that if she's your wife, the mother of your child.
What do you recommend me doing?
I recommend you put her in a nice, safe SUV. Maybe the Acura MDX.
They're very expensive. You said not to spend any money.
Well, you make the money. You can spend it on those who mean the most to you.
Like my wife and my kid.
And don't forget to buy her a nice bottle of wine.
Now,
so you can have a nice meal.
So maybe my wife and I and my kid could come over to your place for dinner?
And if she stabs that line, you crack that wine bottle over her head.
What?
Wait
a minute. Wait a minute.
Tom is our telephone number. You show her who wears the pants, Tim.
Well, that's the exact opposite.
The problem with you is you're pussified.
I'm not pussified.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
All right. So you don't recommend me? You recommend me maybe splitting up?
Yes. I recommend you never get together in the first place.
So I should call her right now and break up with her?
Call her right now.
All right. Thanks, Dad.
Tell her it's over. You're welcome, my son.
Thank you, Tom.
From Los Angeles.
Tom, you are the best.
The Tom Likas Show.
All right.
All right, gang. It's Conway Whitman on 97.1, the FM Talk Station. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. And we're sorry, we actually went off the air for a second here, so we're playing an old Tom Likas tape.
Yeah.
There was a lightning crack in the studio here. All of a sudden, the power went out. We are back on live.
That lightning last night was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was spectacular. All right. A lot of people are complaining about the price of gasoline. And I know that it's some places, I think in Brentwood, I heard today, it was $3.24.
It's amazing. Possible? A gallon. Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm, boy. All right. Well, if you think about it, gas is a bargain.
Mm?
If you compare it to other household, other household liquids. Yeah.
Gas is a bargain at $3.24 a gallon?
Well, at $3. Yeah, I'd say at $3.24 it's a gallon. I mean, you get, you know, if you got a decent car, you can get 20 miles out of that. I mean, if somebody were to pick you up in a car and say, I'm going to take you 20 miles, I'm going to take you from here to, I don't know, Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to charge you $3.25. Would you take it? Seems like a bargain, right?
Well, in that perspective, you put it in that context.
How much would it be if you got in a cab and went from here to Malibu?
Well, it would be more than $60.
It probably would be.
Yeah.
Probably $60 or $70.
Yep.
At least.
Right.
But if you went in your own car and you bought a gallon of gas, you can get out there for $3.25. It's cheap, huh?
Well, you put it that way. And
All right, but listen to the other household items that are out there. Folgers coffee. A gallon of Folgers coffee. 70 cents. That's a pretty good deal. Kool-Aid, $1.85. Low-fat milk. Here's where we get more than gasoline. Low-fat milk, $3.79 a gallon.
Low-fat milk is $3.79?
And nobody complains about the price of low-fat milk.
Well, this is L.A. We need our low-fat
Automotive
milk.
Antifreeze, $4 a gallon. Coffee Mate, $5.54 a gallon.
How much is Coffee Mate?
$5.54 a gallon, according to this website.
I like that Coffee Mate.
What about Avion spring water?
Oh, I have a refrigerator full of Avion water.
You like Avion?
Oh, yeah. The dogs like it.
All right. $6.40 a gallon. Do you hear me? $6.40 a gallon. Twice as much as gas, yet you don't mind paying twice as much to give it to your dogs.
You know, I think the thing is, though, if you look at the water or the, you know, certainly the low-fat milk at $3.79 a gallon.
Right.
A gallon of low-fat milk lasts a lot longer than a gallon of gasoline lasts. You get
That's correct.
Much more use out of it.
How about Carlo Rossi blush wine?
Yes.
Do you know how much that is, Tommy?
I like Carlo Rossi blush wine.
$5.65 a gallon.
Really?
That's pretty cheap.
Really?
A gallon of wine for $5.
Don't you like the sound Carlo Rossi makes when it leaves the bottle,
oh,
too?
Oh, it's the best.
Yes, it is.
Coca-Cola syrup is $8 a gallon. Budweiser, $8.88 a gallon. $8.88 for Budweiser.
$8.88 for Budweiser?
Yeah, a gallon.
As opposed to $3.24 for gasoline.
That's correct, sir. A Windex is $10 a gallon. Let's see here. Hershey's chocolate syrup.
Ooh, I like it.
$13 a gallon.
Come on.
Yes.
Man.
Kikkoman soy sauce, $15 a gallon.
They have that over at Benihana.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to pick up Jamba Juice, that would be $21.82, please.
A gallon of Jamba Juice would be that much?
That is correct, sir.
A gallon of Razzmatazz from Jamba Juice? I like the Razzmatazz with the fiber boost to get myself a regular.
$21.82 a gallon. Liquid nails. What is liquid nails, Danny? Danny, you doing what liquid nails is? Malibu?
Sounds like a good name for a rock band, liquid nails.
Hey, Malibu.
You know coming what? In at number 7, here's liquid nails.
What is liquid nails? You're like a girl.
I have no idea.
What?
Yeah, I know it sounds weird. Liquid nails?
Yeah.
For your fingernails?
I don't know. It just says liquid nails.
Oh,
I know
maybe that's what it is, for your nails, for your fingernails.
Oh, I knew he would know.
Oh.
All right. How about Red Bull energy drink?
Ooh.
How much you think that is?
A gallon probably pretty expensive.
$30.
Wow, I was going to say like $25.
$30.69. A gallon of Armor All, $31. Head and Shoulders shampoo, Malibu Dan. How much a gallon?
I say $3.25.
Oh, you missed it. $37.74.
Really?
Hold on a second.
Per gallon.
A gallon of gasoline is $3.24.
Exactly.
A gallon of Head and Shoulders shampoo is how much?
$37.74.
So what's more important, getting rid of that dandruff or getting to the office or getting to the...
You could buy 10 gallons of gas for a gallon of Head and Shoulders. You can go to Vegas for a gallon of Head and Shoulders. Cost you $37. Rain-X, $39. Absolute Vodka.
Really?
$58.
Oh, really?
A gallon.
Yeah.
That's Tabasco sauce. Here's a big one.
Okay.
Tabasco sauce, $94 a gallon.
Now, Tim, guys are going to be listening, and they're going to be thinking, they are listening, and they're thinking, now, what is Tim trying to say? Is Tim trying to say that we shouldn't be complaining about $3 a gallon gasoline
prices?
I'm
just saying, when you think about it, beyond looking up at the sign and paying at the pump, if you think about how much you spend on other crap in your life, it is still very cheap. You should all be happy that it's still that cheap.
We certainly
in Europe, it's $6.82.
Yeah, we certainly pay a lot less in this country than they pay in European countries for gasoline.
All right, here's one. Robitussin DM.
Oh,
the DM.
The Tussin. I like when Chris Rock talks about
the Tussin. The Tussin was good for everything. Yeah. You get yourself some Tussin.
It's funny.
That's $109 a gallon.
Whoa.
For Robitussin.
Whoa.
Fresh squeeze wheatgrass, $124. Vanilla extract, $127.
A gallon.
Liquid paper.
Oh, whiteout.
Yes. $198 a gallon. Isn't that wild?
Hold on a second. It's $200 for a gallon of whiteout?
Yeah. And $3 for a gallon of gas.
Who do they think they are over there at the whiteout company?
Well, who's using it anymore? I mean, you know, since you have a computer.
Actually, I was looking for some whiteout this weekend.
Is that right?
I was looking for whiteout. I was making some notes, and I was looking for whiteout, and I couldn't find it.
Interesting.
Weird, right?
GHB, growth hormone booster or growth hormone something, growth?
I'm not familiar with it, the GHB.
$2,500 a gallon.
I don't really work out.
Black, how about this? Black ink from a computer ink cartridge.
Oh.
Per gallon.
Oh.
What do you think?
I'm at a lot, $40?
Pretty close. $2,700 for a gallon of black ink.
Come on, I don't believe it. Where are you getting this information from? The internet? You can't believe
it. It is on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Must be true.
All right.
You know, it was on the internet that Bill Clinton fathered a black child out of wedlock. That didn't turn out to be true.
That's true. It's true that it's not true. All right, Chanel No. 5 perfume.
Oh, that's expensive.
$25,000.
For a gallon of it?
Actually, $25,600 per gallon. LSD, the drug of your choice?
Yeah.
You love LSD. Are you on LSD right
now?
No,
Jesus, please.
LSD, $122,000 per gallon. Interesting.
But, I mean, if you had a gallon of LSD.
Right.
That Dan, would a gallon of LSD get you through the rest of your life? I mean, that'd be it, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, it wouldn't.
A tab of LSD is only $4.
It is?
Yeah. A little tab?
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's such a degenerate.
Yeah.
Well,
it's funny because we were actually just talking about it today.
Ed?
See,
Ed, did you know that a gallon of LSD...
But, you know, tabs of... Johnny, tabs of LSD have gone up over the years.
How about this? Go ahead.
Oh, no. I used to know people who got them for $2, and then the kids these days, it went up $3.
Well, these kids today, they're with the Xboxes and the cheap LSD.
Right.
Here's the most expensive thing. A scorpion venom. How much would scorpion venom be per gallon?
I think they sell it by the gallon at Costco, don't they?
Yes, they do. Scorpion venom.
Scorpion venom. All right.
I don't know why you'd want to buy it.
But, you know, I guess everybody's got a reason.
All right. Here it is. $38 million a gallon. A gallon of gas, $3.
I guess you're right, Tim.
Is gas a bargain here in Southern California? 520-9710. That's 520-9710. Sprint PCS #971. Are you one of those guys like me who thinks gas is a bargoon here in Southern California? It's Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
From Los Angeles.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show on 97.1 The FM Talk Station. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman.
You have put these gas prices into a context that I have not heard the prices put in.
Isn't that right?
Is it wild? You have made the claim that Windex per gallon, more expensive than gasoline. Low-fat milk per gallon, more expensive than gasoline.
That's exactly correct.
Antifreeze.
Soy sauce.
Coffee Mate. Scorpion Venom.
all per gallon more expensive than gasoline.
Exactly. Tabasco sauce, the Tussin.
Kikkoman.
The Tussin.
The Tussin. Put some Tussin on it.
Vanilla extract. Penicillin, $300
cillin?
A gallon.
The Cillin?
Yes. Covergirl nail polish, $892. And gang, if a gallon of gas, if you own yourself, let's say you have a Prius, right? And you're driving that Prius around. Don't Priuses get 40 miles of the gallon, Danny? Is it 40 or 50?
They get like 45 to 50 miles a gallon, depending.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, they get more mileage, they get better mileage in the city than they do on the highway.
Oh, absolutely, because
that's a reversal from what we all grew up to know as commonplace.
That really defies the experience we've all had with cars, Tim.
Yes, it is. All right, gang, do you think gas is out of control, or you still think it's a bargain here?
We should do a whole show like that one night.
In Southern California.
You know, with that type of demeanor.
Oh, that hurts my voice. It's like bacon.
Oh, that smell of bacon.
By the way, can we hear again before we leave tonight the Rick Dees anti-Schwarzenegger commercial?
Yes, absolutely. That's that's fun to listen to.
We'll have to listen to it right now.
I know, but it's fun, right?
It is. It's good times.
All right, 520-9710, Sprint PCS, #971. Do you think gas is a bargain? You think these people are all nuts who are complaining and bitching about gas prices?
Let's go to the phones.
Yes. Leo in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
Hey, man, I get your point, but I'm Mexican and I don't eat that much Tabasco sauce a week. But I drive $37 worth a week, so I mean, I don't know any Mexican that eats half a gallon of Tabasco I love sushi, and I don't know any Japanese dude who eats that much soy sauce.
That's not true.
Well, no, that's right. Leo's right. I mean, it doesn't, you know, the soy sauce, the,
I understand that.
It all lasts, you know, a gallon of low-fat milk lasts longer than a gallon of gasoline. That's why it costs more, right, Leo?
Yes, sir. I mean, okay, that cow commercial just cracked me up because I was in a 7-Eleven and I was holding milk. But when I came out, I was buying a pack of cigarettes. I don't smoke a gallon of cigarettes a week either.
Yeah, but let me ask you something. You know, the problem that the Tabasco sauce has, the marketing problem that they have.
Is there a marketing problem for the manufacturers of Tabasco sauce?
Well, I tell you, they can improve their marketing. Their slogan right now to sell the product, if you look at the side of the bottle, it says on it, one drop at a time.
Oh, yeah. You don't.
They're
want
to selling that. Too little of it. They've right. got to dilute it and make it not as hot and not as spicy, and they could sell more of it.
Well, was it Doritos? Eat all you want, we'll make more?
Yes, that's correct.
That's the way you got to do
still
it.
And kept doing it.
Well, you got to hit that.
All right, buddy. Leo, you're a big stud, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, you take care of yourself.
By the way, when Conway says you're a big stud, that means he wants the conversation to be over.
That's entirely right. You know what? That's really weird that you said that. Because Malibu Dan,
yeah.
when you first started working here at the station, he said, how quickly will Brian pick up on that? That's the end of the conversation. And I said it'll probably be at about a year before he picks that up. Malibu Dan's thought it'd be in the first 3 months, and he was right.
Well, very impressive, Brian. Very impressive.
Here's how the conversations with Conway sound now when I call him at home.
Hello.
Hey. Who's this?
I'll do both parts. It's all right.
Jesus, Tim.
Babu. Hey, it's Whitman. What are you doing? You out of the bed? Yeah, I got up just a couple hours ago. You're a big stud. Are we done? Yeah, I'm out.
That's true.
You call me a big stud within the first 30 seconds. That means you want to hang up.
Well, I'm not a big fan of the phone. I don't like sitting on the phone. I really don't.
When you say to someone you're a big stud,
it's over.
You're begging them to hang up.
Right.
Can I say,
you know,
and
by the way, this is a friend of mine taught me this. But if you're at a party and you want to get out of a conversation with somebody, the best way to do it, you give them a slap on the back, not a hard one, just like a friendly. Hey, you give them a slap on the back, and you say to the guy, "That's some funny ass you got there." Give him a slap. You can turn away and walk out of any conversation.
While you slap him, you should be taking steps away, correct?
Yeah, yeah. You just give him one of these. You go, yeah, it's funny yes you got there.
Right, and then the walk away.
And you walk away while you say it.
Wait a minute. I got it.
But some people don't pick up on that.
If you compliment somebody, you can walk out of a conversation.
I experienced a Conway move about two breaks ago. We're in one studio. Jason and Talaco, the executive producer, is in another studio. And you could only hear, I walked in and you could only hear one side of the conversation, and that's Tim's side. So all I hear is Tim go to Jason, Yeah, or you could just email me if you want. And I looked at Tim and I said, he wanted to call you, didn't he?
Dan, you're a big stud.
Tim does not like any conversation with anybody that doesn't need to be talked
true.
To.
No, it, no. Insilaco had told me something over my headphones, and he said he's writing a comedy bit, and he was going to call me up tonight, like another radio personality that we know, and going to read me the whole comedy bit. And he was just busting my balls.
Are you referring to me?
No, not you. Somebody at another station.
Look at the insecurities.
Morning guy.
Oh, how are you?
All right. Please. Don't get me killed here, all right?
Hey, it's McIntyre. How are you? How much time you have? I wrote a bit on the gasoline prices and George Bush relationship with the Saudi royal family.
Yeah, well, actually, I got about 2 minutes. I got to go pick up
my
wife.
Let me read this to you. So here's a setup.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Doug, please.
You go on the air.
Doug, please.
And you say, what is it with these gasoline prices? And then you get, prices of other products that are more expensive than gasoline. By the way, do you think I sound like Jack Nicholson?
No.
You make me want to be a better man. You want answers.
Hey, Doug.
Anyway, you go on the air. And
I
got to
get the Gelsons. My wife is out of milk.
Then you get somebody to do a couple of voices, call in, Pat Devine, how are you? Get someone to call in, do some, voices, and then, all talking about the gasoline price. Then you bring it back to the Saudi royal family, trying to get some sound bites. What time is it, by the way? 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, it's like 2:30.
Yeah, then you get somebody who does a George Bush impression. It doesn't have to be a great impression because the material is very strong. You know the old rule, if you have very strong material, you can have a mediocre voice. If you have a great voice, you can have mediocre material. You know, the reverse is true. Yeah, we get it. What time is it now?
It's about 4:30.
Okay, so here, let me get to the bit.
All right. All right, what's the bit? There's something, if it's good, say it. If it's good, write it.
Doug, that's the point where you say, Doug, you're a big stud. What time is it? It's 5 in the morning. You're a big stud.
You're a big stud, giant stud.
Something interesting happened on the phone with you and me today. You called me, which was very bizarre. I almost let it go to voicemail to teach you a lesson.
You know what? That's a home run for me. When I call somebody and they pick up, I think to myself, you rude son of a bitch. Why would you pick up?
Well, I saw
I'm just
it was
calling
you.
To leave you a message.
I saw it was you on your cell phone. So this is the way conversation
You know, I think that people prefer when guys call them if it goes to voicemail.
Well, in some circumstances. So I answer the phone today and I say, hey, how you doing there, Tim? And you say, great. And then I say this.
Nice. No, you're not on the air there.
Oh, I say, really nice day today, huh? Yeah, nice day, whatever. Boom, then you move on.
I can't even talk to you about the weather.
Well, why would you and I talk about the weather? We live in the same area code.
You said you're leaving Tarzan. I said, gosh, what a nice day it is.
It's not like...
Yeah, nice day.
Yeah, but it's not like you live in...
Weather, baboo.
But listen, it's not like you live in Miami and I live in Seattle. You live 4 miles from me.
I thought to comment on the weather would be, kind of... just pleasant.
But what are you like? You're like 90 and living in Miami?
Baboo. I don't want to talk about the weather. Baboo.
I never talk to anybody about the weather. Can you imagine that? Call somebody up and you go, hey, what's the weather like in Orange County? It's about 80. What is it like in the valley?
Well,
90.
Rick Dees always said, don't play ball in the house. Rick Dees always said,
if you talk about weather, they'll never change the station. People love weather. Just talk about the weather. And if you don't want to talk about the weather in Los Angeles, talk about the weather in, in Sweden. People love to hear about weather.
And what is Rick Dees' philosophy when you have something good to say about somebody?
Actually, this is really a good one. You can
This is really good. I use this now every day.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what Rick always said about...
And by the way, gang, listen to this carefully, because very rarely when you listen to talk radio... Do you learn something that you'll use every day? This is one of those times where you will use it more often than you think.
Rick always said if you were coming to him with good news or bad news, or if you had good news or bad news to share with another person, a coworker, a girlfriend, a wife, this is his rule.
If it's bad, say it. If it's good, write it.
But that is a great philosophy in life.
If it's bad, don't write it if it's bad. Say it if it's bad.
And by the way, here's another key. Because never write a bad...
By the way, please, Tim, if I might just for a moment.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, man. I didn't interrupt you.
No. When you're writing, when something's written in email or whatever with a pen, words, they just look harsher on the page. other than they sound when you speak them. So if it's bad news, say it. If it's good news, you want to tell someone they did a great job or thank them for being special or winning $1 million, then write that. Just trust me, please, as you go on with your marriage and your family.
That's please. A great, great philosophy. Well, that's a great
you,
lesson.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, because when you read somebody's email, you have no idea the tone that they've used in when it's an angry email.
How many times have you read an email from someone and you've thought, my gosh, what kind of email is this? But then you realize they really didn't mean anything bad by it.
Right.
It
exactly.
just looks that way when you read it.
Right.
So, gang, if it's bad,
say it. And if it's good, write it.
All right, when we come back, we're going to have the Rick Dees, I guess, political spot, right?
Yeah, this is the newest anti-Schwarzenegger commercial.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I don't know. Do you think it's really Rick on that commercial?
I don't know. It's Conway Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman live. Jason Salaka, the executive producer, just said it is Rick Dees. Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 from Talk Station. It is Conway Whitman on 97.1 from Talk Station. Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman, always nice to see you, dude.
Good to see you, buddy.
Here is Rick Dees, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Dees, who did a political spot.
Well, we've seen a lot of these commercials for they're anti-Schwarzenegger commercials.
Yes, they are.
And they've got the teachers on there, and the teachers will say, Arnold Schwarzenegger is looking for someone to blame.
Right.
And then they do a real tight shot of the teacher, and the teacher will say, someone like me.
Exactly.
Now they have a firefighter doing one of them.
Well, now they got Rick Dees doing one, and he is a big fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger, isn't he? He likes him, huh?
Yeah, introduced him on election night, didn't he?
Oh, boy. All right, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Dees doing a political spot. This is sort of odd.
Rick Dees in the weekly top 40.
Hi, this is Rick Dees. The governor said he'd never touch the funding for weekend top 40 countdown shows. And now he's proposing legislation to reduce the Rick Dees weekly top 40 to the Rick Dees Weekly Top 37.
The governor has a secret plan to create anger against broadcast personalities by blaming them for what's wrong with California.
Governor Schwarzenegger is going after your weekend entertainment to try to save the state of California $1 million. He's blaming people who should be on the radio every morning live in Los Angeles. He's blaming people who don't always love the smell of bacon. He's blaming people who can hit the post on any Britney Spears song. He's blaming Christians. Christians like me.
It's unreal. Well, I guess that what these are based on are the commercials that are I imagine...
The teachers.
They're from teachers' union or the unions,
and
right?
The healthcare workers now are on them.
Here we go.
Clara is my home care worker. She helps me to live independently in my own home instead of a nursing home. But the governor has twice tried to cut her salary to minimum wage, and now he wants you to believe that Clara is what's wrong with California.
The governor has a secret plan to create anger against caregivers and other public workers by blaming them for what's wrong with California.
Instead of working with legislators for better health care, the governor is looking for people to blame.
People like me.
Don't snap your fingers at me, lady.
Now listen to how closely that sounds like.
Sounds like the same lady from the Jackson jury.
Yes.
Clara is my home care worker. Don't snap your fingers at me, lady. She helps me to live independently in my own home instead of a nursing home. Don't snap your fingers at me, lady. But the governor has twice tried to cut her salary to minimum wage. Don't snap your fingers at me, lady.
You know, that's actually scary, how close that is.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, doesn't this sound, this part of it right here.
And now he wants you to believe that Clara is what's wrong with California.
The governor has a secret plan to create anger against caregivers and other public workers by blaming them for what's wrong with California.
Doesn't this sound right here like this could be a Saturday Night Live parody of an angry bad spot right here?
The governor has a secret plan to create anger against caregivers and
Well, you know what it sounds? It sounds very paranoid. It sounds very paranoid. The governor has a secret plan to create anger against healthcare workers.
Caregivers.
You know, the governor has a secret plan to create anger against the people who go into old people's houses and give them their shots.
Well, guess what? Those people have built up enough goodwill over the last 1,000 years that even if a governor came out and said they're all crooks, nobody would believe it.
Well, I think that's true.
So why? It's impossible for a governor to destroy the reputation of caregivers.
And they've got one with a firefighter on there.
Yeah, the one with the firefighter. And that guy is going on and on about how
the benefits
Schwarzenegger has taken away their benefit, their death benefits.
Yeah, there's a lot of accusations, a lot of nasty stuff here.
First, the governor tried to end death benefits for the widows and children of cops and firefighters killed on the job. Now he has a plan to cut school funding by $4 billion and threatens local funding for police and fire protection. So who does he blame? Me.
Papers report the governor has a secret plan to create a phenomenon of anger against firefighters and other public workers, blaming them for what's wrong with California.
And see, these spots are going to backfire.
And now Rick D is getting in on it.
Yeah, but listen to this part of right here. This is what's going to backfire right here.
First, the governor tried to end death benefits for the widows and children of cops and firefighters killed on the job.
All right, for widows and children whose husbands
are killed
on the job, or father were firefighters or cops killed on the job, and Schwarzenegger is trying to take away their dough.
Well, he has a secret plan to create anger against them—a phenomenon of anger.
These are not working.
Me.
Papers report the governor has a secret plan to create a phenomenon of anger against firefighters and other public workers, blaming them for what's wrong with California.
Also, the fire department has also built up enough goodwill where you can't destroy them and their reputation with one comment or
right.
It truly is remarkable.
As I also think broadcasters, local broadcasting legends, I mean, guys like Rick Dees, they have built up some, you know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I mean, there's no way that you can destroy Rick Dees' reputation by, you know, forcing him to do this
or
spot.
Trying to create a climate of anger.
Exactly.
Rick Dees in the weekly top 40.
Hi, this is Rick Dees. The governor said he'd never touch the funding for weekend top 40 countdown shows. And now he's proposing legislation to reduce the Rick Dees weekly top 40 to the Rick Dees weekly top 37.
The governor has a secret plan to create anger against broadcast personalities by blaming them for what's wrong with California.
Governor Schwarzenegger is going after your weekend entertainment to try to save the state of California $1 million. He's blaming people who should be on the radio every morning live in Los Angeles. He's blaming people who don't always love the smell of bacon. He's blaming people who can hit the post on any Britney Spears song. He's blaming Christians. Christians like me.
Who believes that?
And then the piano at the end.
You know what? The Rick Dees one is almost more believable
than the other one.
Than taking money away from cops or firefighters.
Or Clara, the home care professional.
Oh, Bubba. Don't people understand that 9 out of 10 people who vote in the state of California are common sense people, you know?
Right.
If you tell us that the governor
is... Well, I don't know that 9 out of 10 California voters are common sense people. Probably 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10?
Yeah, it's probably 3.
So you think 30% believe this?
I think there's 30% that are really out there.
Really? And they vote?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so. I think that's too high. I think the people actually go and vote. They look at issues and they're not brainwashed by that kind of crap.
A lot of nutty voters.
Well, you know what? I tell you, maybe you're right, because we did about a year ago, we were talking about the unemployment rate. This one woman called us up from Newport Beach, and she said the unemployment rate in Orange County is astronomical, and she's having to close up her business because of it.
Oh.
And I asked her, so what do you think the unemployment rate is for the state of California? And she said 85%.
Really? It's a high number.
And I said, what? And she said it's 85% unemployment.
Which would mean that 85 out of 100 Californians are without a job.
Right. Only 15% of the people in the state are working. It's the Conway Whitman Show. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman live on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.